Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day guys, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. I really wanted to talk about something in this particular episode, and it does give further perspective. We talk about perspective all the time on this show. Perspective in many areas, you know, it's not just about trading perspective, but perspective in your life, what's around you, who your friends are, family, and just the circumstances that you carry. Chances are that if you're listening to this, you've probably got it pretty good because you've got some form of device like an iPhone or an Android phone, something that gives you a connection to the world. Of course, we can still feel lonely. We can still have a lot of things and still feel lonely. It doesn't mean just because you've got a mobile phone that everything's great in your life. I'm not suggesting that. But perspective is a really powerful thing. And the reason I bring you this particular episode today is simply because I read a story just this morning, and it moved me pretty much to, it was pretty much moved to tears. The story is about a bloke by the name of Jared Lyle. He's an Australian golfer, and you know, I like golf. I like golf. I don't follow golf all that much, but I like golf in a big way because golf for me is it's the sport equivalent of trading. As a golfer, I don't when I say as a golfer, I'm not referring to myself as a golfer. So, you know, if anybody out there who thinks, oh, let's go get Trader Cobb, let's get Craig across a good course and have a game of golf, yeah, I'm probably going to hack that pitch to that course to pieces. So, let's not call myself a golfer. But when it comes to golf, I've enjoyed it because it's a personal challenge. It's about you. The golf course doesn't change at all, but each round that you play will. Now, that's the same as trading. You don't change. Sorry, the landscape doesn't change. The tools don't change. You still have to find trades. You still have to raise orders. You still have to manage trades. Just the same as you still have to use a golf ball. You still have to swing the ball, and you still have to put it in the hole, right? Golf, to me, it's a huge thing about mental toughness, the ability to be cool under pressure, approach the same situation time and time and time again, exactly the same. When we trade, we look at each chart. We approach each trade based on a checklist. When you play golf, you walk up to the ball the same way. You adjust, you position yourself, and you then swing the club, and you try and do it the same every single time. Now, the only thing that will change is that you might change your club. Okay, that's the only thing that really changes. Not much else changes in golf. In trading, the market doesn't change. The strategies that we use does. So just to give you that perspective as to how the two are so similar. Now back to the story of Jared Lyle. He's 36 years old, okay? He's fought cancer. It's come back a couple of times and he's beat it twice. He made a triumphant return back to the tour in 2013 and he's got two daughters, roughly the same age as me. Now, recently, the cancer came back, and he's been fighting it. And I read the story that basically he's made the decision to stop the active treatment. And he's going into palliative care. I don't know if I've pronounced that right, but effectively that's where you get comfortable and say your goodbyes. Now, it just shredded me to pieces, absolutely tore my heart out when I saw the photo of him in a hospital bed with his two daughters because I put myself in that position. I just thought of my partner, my two girls, and what you're leaving behind. Now, I'm not saying this to make you all sad. It's gut wrenching. It's horrible, and I wish the family all the best. And you know, I'm sure he'll grow up. These two girls will grow up to be wonderfully strong young women. But it just made me think of, you know, I've had some things going on, like people have been attacking me and there's been all sorts of things. When you're a public figure, you get all this sort of stuff. But even when you're not a public figure, there's a lot of stuff that we've got to deal with in our day-to-day lives. And we look at it because we're inside of it. You know, we are right there involved in the center of it. So everything feels so full on and painful. And, you know, we're very, very much focused on what our lives are at the moment. And so we should be. For the most part, we should focus on what it is that we can change for ourselves and the people around us and try and just maintain our own path. I totally agree for that. But to read this story, like, I've been feeling like, you know, not so much today or the last couple of days, but there's been a lot of stuff going on. So sometimes I'm feeling like, geez, you know, why do people do this? Like, why does this operate this way? Why does this happen? Now I just feel blessed. I feel happy. I feel just so lucky that I have a wonderful family, that, you know, I have a great business, I've got great friends, I've got a great skill in trading, but it like, take all of that away, I've still got my health. I mean, I haven't had the easiest run. I've suffered from chronic fatigue syndrome for the last 18 months. Most of you don't know that. But I'm coming through that. It's not life-threatening. It's an inconvenience. It is tough, but I'm learning to beat that. It's there's always somebody who's got it worse. And I'm not trying to downplay anybody's issues. I'm just trying to give you that ability to think of the things you do have and to be truly grateful for those things. I'm not going to say any more than that because that's all I really wanted to say. That the story was the fellow. The message is be grateful. Have a great day. And do whatever it is that makes you happy. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.